The goal of the metaverse is to make virtual reality seem so real it cannot be distinguished from reality. Specially designed visors would allow users to enter the metaverse in the form of an avatar they create, an image that does not have to resemble them in any way. Whatever the avatar experiences in the metaverse would be experienced by the user. If your avatar parachutes from an airplane, you experience all the sensations of parachuting in the real world. Now, what if other avatars decide to capture and torture your avatar? Would that be a problem? It's virtual reality, not reality. But medical science proves people have been literally scared to death. But let's say a Christian says, I'll only meet up with other Christians, family, and friends in the metaverse. Christians miles apart could attend worship services and Bible studies in virtual reality. So isn't there a good side to the metaverse? No, there is not. The metaverse is a falsehood. No matter how close virtual reality is to reality, it is not reality. It is a falsehood, a lie, period. In St. John 8:44, Christ warns that Satan is the father of lies. Does God want us worshiping in a falsehood? Did not Christ tell us in St. John 4:23 to worship him in spirit and truth? That means truth in all its forms. And of what is the false world of the metaverse composed? Images. The Bible repeatedly makes it clear that God forbids making images of people and animals. Some say images are okay as long as we don't worship them. No, we are not to make them. Exodus 20, verse 4 is one of several passages that forbid making images. Exodus 20, verse 5 forbids worshiping them, two separate prohibitions. Finally, keep in mind the goal of the metaverse is to be able, in virtual reality, to experience every aspect of life in actual reality. Even if we could assure all experiences would be wholesome, we'd still be in conflict with God's plan to live life in the natural world. For example, marriage, according to God's plan, is wholesome, but two avatars in the metaverse could not be married in his eyes. Matthew 19:5 says, a man shall leave father and mother and cleave to his wife. They twain, or two, shall be one flesh. Flesh is real world. God shows us he wants real people to deal with real people, not images. Even with the need to spread the gospel worldwide, God did not send out images of his servants. In chapter 8 of Acts, the Lord sends Philip to explain the gospel to an Ethiopian eunuch. After Philip teaches, the Lord supernaturally transports him away. He could have supernaturally sent an image. Instead, he transported the real Philip. Our very salvation depended on Christ coming in the flesh. God the Holy Ghost prepared a body for God the Son to live and move in the real world. Finally, Psalm 7:14 says of the wicked, behold, he travaileth with iniquity and hath conceived mischief and brought forth falsehood. Travaileth means diligently labors. Iniquity is sin and mischief means evil. This scripture refers not to a simple lie, which doesn't require diligent labor. And a lie is something we tell, not bring forth. Enemies of the gospel are laboring diligently to bring forth the metaverse, a virtual reality like never before, a falsehood. Thank you for listening to Manna Minutes by HeavenlyManna.net.